This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monane and read by Victoria Osunde.
Sunday, May 12th. God's word to you today is, know your God. Our scripture reading is taken from Genesis 40, verse 8, and it says, "And they replied, we both had dreams last night, but no one can tell us what they mean. Interpreting dreams is God's business," Joseph replied. "Go ahead and tell me your dreams." Ecclesiastes 5 verse 3 from the King James Version says, "For a dream cometh through the multitude of business." As God's child, you must always seek to know what your Father is saying, particularly with supernatural experiences. If all you have been thinking and praying about is getting a job in a particular company, and then you dream about your office and desk in that company, that does not necessarily mean that it is what God is saying. But again, it just might be what God is saying. The point is, you need to let the Holy Spirit interpret the dreams you have. How? Ask Him. Jeremiah 33 verse 2 says, "This is what the Lord says, the Lord who made the earth, who formed and established it, whose name is the Lord." Verse 3 says, "Ask me, and I will tell you remarkable secrets you do not know about things to come." Just ask the Holy Spirit. What has your experience with dreams been? Reliable, confusing, inconsistent, or accurate? A dream is a wonderful experience that God takes people through, but we need to sift it through and discern what the Holy Spirit is saying. Personally, I do not dream at all. God does not speak to me through dreams. I do not know why, but I need to be awake. However, we must remember that with God, it is different experiences for different people. Daniel 2 verses 10 and 11 say, "The astrologers replied to the king, no one on earth can tell the king his dream, and no king, however great or powerful, has ever asked such a thing of any magician, enchanter, or astrologer. The king's demand is impossible. No one except the gods can tell you your dream, and they do not live here among people." May God use you to solve impossible cases in Jesus' name. Say amen. Amen. The lesson here is that magicians, enchanters, and astrologers really have no usefulness. Only God reveals deep secrets, and as His children, we can tap into secrets by going to Him. It is erroneous to think that your life is your life, and it does not matter how you live. The truth is that people's actions are going to affect you, and your actions are going to affect people. That is how the world is wired, and the earlier we know that, the better for us. Please read Daniel 2, verses 12 to 13. Ensure that your anointing surpasses the anointing of any Jonah that may be in your ship. I hope you get that. This is what we see play out in Daniel's case. Obviously, Daniel was a junior wise man because only the seniors were called and they could not deliver. So Daniel would have been executed because he was occupying the office of a wise man. But Daniel knew his God. Let us pray. Our prayer today is a song. God, you are my God, and I will ever praise you. Oh God, you are my God, and I will ever praise you. I will seek you in the morning, and I will learn to walk in your ways. And step by step you lead me, and I will follow you all of my days." Amen. Father, thank you for all you're doing in this God Will Do It Again season. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.